screen on that thing is...
Yeah, there's right. a nice monitor on the
air. I know it's not Retina, but it's super sharp.
And I think once you've seen an iPhone 4 and seen the Retina display there, like, it's a little less impressive when you see it again. It's same yeah. idea. You're going to go, yeah, that does look better. It's text and stuff like that I thought looked really great. You know, yeah.
Is it, I realize that it's, you know, part of it's like pixel density or whatever, but is it the same functional, it's not the same resolution, it's a higher resolution.
It's higher resolution, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that guy's going fast.
He has to get home to smoke his bong.
I switched to audio.
His water pipe.
Over here.
Can you do that?
Well, no,
Oh, are we booing?
We're booing it up okay. over here.
Great.
Because that thing wasn't working. That Justin TV app, when it works, it's fine.
Yeah.
But lately, it works less and less, and that's been unfortunate. I don't really know what the D is on that. Like, chat's really unreliable. And
I'm not going to lie. That was one of the significant influencers in me saying I need to get an iPhone again.
Streaming it up.
Because literally every other piece of functionality is matched on a Windows phone.
Yep. Well, maybe you'll have better luck with it than I do. I don't know.
Verizon.
Yeah. I'm way to this idea of fucking hotspot to laptop to Mixler in the car.
You know, a more elegant
solution. Yeah, way more elegant solution. I mean, if you really want, I could, you know, we could bring a USB mixer and a couple of microphones and really just do it up nice.
Run mics into the liner.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Something smart.
We could turn this into Cash Cab.
Yes.
Cash Cab's been canceled. Power vacuum.
This is the new Cash Cab.
Bam. Quiz taxi.
Why did they cancel Cash Cab? Because no one ever watched it ever? Because everyone watched it once and went, that's awesome, and then never watched it again?
Yeah, I guess... I think they
or did someone die somehow because of it?
No, I think they just hit their, like, syndication number. Like, they're over 200 episodes of Cash Cab.
Oh, so it's on everywhere. It's just,
yeah.
They're just not...
Like, now they don't have to keep making it because they made enough.
Right.
But I guess Canadian Cash Cab is still going strong. So Cash Cab was itself based on a fucking British concept.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know. I liked Cash Cab. Cash Cab was like, yeah, I actively watched it once.
Yeah.
But a great show to have on in the background. And I just love the reveal every time of someone just gets in, you're like, yeah, you get to Uptown. And dude's just like, all right, acting like a cab driver. And
yeah.
Then fucking the roof explodes with lights. And he's like, all right, you're in Cash Cab.
How many people knew knew what Cash Cab was and were excited about it? And how many people were like, what the fuck are you talking about, you crazy, like, let me out of here. I would like to see the you know, Cash Cab's craziest moments of people diving out of the cab going, fuck you, ghost,
yeah,
specter crazy person. That cab driver tried to touch me.
They definitely never showed, like, the people like, no, I'll catch another cab. I just want a regular cab. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm in an actuary here. I have no time for your fucking shenanigans. If you drop me off before I get there, I'm fucked. But I was always super impressed by the dude, because he was driving that fucking cab. And ostensibly taking people to where they wanted to go. So he had to, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, be a decent cab driver in New York City.
And then play the game.
While also hosting this game... I'm sure he had an earpiece or whatever, but, like, taking, like, earpiece direction.
Right. I don't know, most cab drivers are on the phone the whole time they're driving you somewhere anyway.
So yeah, but you're talking to someone else in a foreign language. They're not
yeah.
Q&A-ing with the...